To quote the lyrics of a certain song about puckering up appropriate songs, we just had Message in a Bottle. Now, it started with a kiss. Remember the hot chocolate hit? Well, when did humans actually start smooching? Apparently, we've been at it for quite some time. Researchers have discovered that the earliest recorded kiss dates back around 4,500 years in the ancient Middle East and 1,000 years earlier than previously thought. Now, Danish husband and wife researchers, Professors Troels Pank Abol and Sophie Lund Rasmussen, are the brains behind a study into the history of the kiss. Dr. Sophie joins us now from the UK. Good morning, Sophie. Welcome to Night.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Got it. You could talk about kissing all night. So let's see if we can, eh? When and why did you decide to delve into researching the history of kissing, for goodness sake?
Well, we're a very nerdy couple, right? So we often have dinner conversations about research being made. And we noticed last summer this paper on so the spread of herpes simplex virus, so the common cold sore virus, during the Bronze Age. And it was suggested that this virus actually changed and spread, particularly during the Bronze Age in Europe, because people started kissing. And that was really interesting. And then I discussed it with Troels, the co-author of the study, and he went, so they actually explained that the earliest records of kissing were from India around 1500 BCE. I think I can beat that with 1,000 years, because Troels is an Assyriologist, so he studies cuneiform tablets from ancient Mesopotamia, and he was certain that he had come across, you know, records of kissing that were much older than that. So we, after dinner, we had to go and look this up. And we realized that we are really onto something here, you know, moving the earliest recorded kiss back 1,000 years.
I would have thought that, you know, Adam and Eve would have been, I mean, it's a kind of natural thing to do, is it not? Wouldn't they have started things?
Yes, exactly. And that's also an important point. So this is the earliest documentation of sexual romantic kissing we have. But we also believe that kissing has been taking place for a very long time. And that's in particular because we see the same behavior in our closest living relatives, the chimps and bonobos. Especially the bonobos, they really do sexual romantic kissing. So if they practice this behavior, it's probably much older than 4,500 years.
Indeed. So where did kissing originate? Can you actually pinpoint that?
No, that would be impossible because we just don't have any documentation for that. It would be amazing to find, you know, a cave painting that is dated much older than 4,500 years, but we just haven't found it yet. So there's a lot of work to be done on this still.
Now, why did humans start kissing?
Well, so when we started looking into this, preparing our research paper for Science, we decided to have a look at the behavior. So usually a behavior serves some form of purpose, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be practiced. And the behavioral evolutionary biologists and anthropologists suggest that kissing, sexual romantic kissing, serves some different purposes. And one is obvious, the sexual arousal, you know, before mating, kissing can help with that, but also to enhance the pair bonding between two mates, you know, the intimacy, it gives us some form of pair bonding feeling. Mm. But then there's also the aspect of evaluating your partner's quality. And that's really interesting because obviously you want the best suited partner, the strongest partner to carry on your genes. Because in the, you know, natural lottery, it's all about carrying on your genes and survival of the fittest and everything. Mm. So you want a very good partner. And by kissing, you actually exchange chemical cues about the health of your partner, the one you kiss. And that's, of course, unconsciously done, you could say. But also, just imagine, have you ever kissed somebody with a very bad breath?
I don't want to remember.
No, exactly. Because, you know, you just sense that something is wrong, right?
Yes.
And if a person has a very bad breath, It could indicate that this person had poor dental health or had an imbalance in the bacteria, in the oral cavity, or perhaps neglected his or her own, health. So that could also be a cue of a partner's quality.
Yes, it's not a very encouraging sign, is it, really?
No.
So what else have you discovered about kissing, when it was first documented, I guess, that sort of thing?
Yes, I mean, so we also looked into ancient DNA of the different viruses, for example, because it's really interesting that kissing may have also caused the spread of infectious diseases, right? The behavior, especially, of course, the different pathogens that can be transmitted through saliva. So we looked into that because were there many records of, known viruses, for example, dating back, thousands of years that could have been spread through kissing. And we found a lot of really interesting studies about these different viruses that were found in, human skeletal remains and teeth and so on. So that could be the parvovirus, human parvovirus, or Epstein-Barr virus, or this herpes simplex virus. And we suggest that because kissing has probably been taking place always, that this effect of kissing on disease transmission is probably more or less constant. But I personally hadn't really considered that very much before. I mean, we've all been through it now with COVID, thinking about how to avoid spreading the infection and so on. But something as natural and comfortable, you could say, as kissing, that this could also serve a role as a disease transmitter. That was interesting, I think.
So that herpes simplex you talk about, which is very common these days, has been around since, do you say, the Bronze Age? It's been around a long time.
Yeah, and even longer than that. But the type we know today, the variant we know today, has evolved around the Bronze Age. So that's a it's been around for a very long time. But it's always, an evolutionary arms race, right? Between the pathogens and the hosts, and it just seems that the strategy of being transmitted through saliva is still a good strategy because people are still kissing.
It hasn't put them off too much. So
Nope.
it's interesting, because in Europe, for example, the French and Italians will kiss on the cheek, both sides of the cheek. Was there a time and a place for kissing thousands of years ago, like a greeting or something like that?
Probably yes, but we focused on the sexual romantic kissing.
Right.
Um,
The fun
but
stuff.
obviously, yeah, the fun stuff, exactly, the juicy stuff. But there's also, of course, the friendly and parental kissing, and this could, of course, also transmit disease.
So we really, you did take your, dare I say, health into your hands when you kissed back in the day.
Yes, you did, and you still do today.
I suppose.
But that's just part of it. You
Yes.
also, I mean, by being introduced to different pathogens by kissing other people, you also, you could say, exercise your immune system. So it's not all bad, as long as you don't get very sick from it.
That's right. So, do all cultures these days still do lip-to-lip kissing?
No, and that's really interesting because, as it turns out, a lot of cultures don't practice sexual romantic kissing today, and perhaps also in earlier days. So there is a difference, and this is something being studied by anthropologists. And I'm not a specialist, but it is really interesting that kissing, sexual romantic kissing, appears not to be universal. So even in cultures today, it is not necessarily practiced.
How intriguing. Now, this research you're doing, what is it towards? What do you, is it just learning about life still, or is there a plan for what you want to achieve with it?
It would be really interesting to look further into kissing being not being practiced in all cultures. So can we find even more sources also from the ancient world that people were actually not necessarily kissing? Because we have the evidence of sexual romantic kissing from India and Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, but what about the other cultures? So this is the evidence we've scrutinized. Obviously, there's a lot more to study and research, and perhaps we could involve different historians working on other areas and periods as well. That would be really interesting.
And over thousands of years, have kissing techniques evolved much? Have they changed much?
It's hard to say because I wasn't in the room when it happened. But the descriptions we found on, you know, cuneiform tablets describe very, very intimate kissing, you know. So that's really interesting, yeah.
Well, you've got a fascinating job, and I hope you get plenty of practice at it with your husband.
Yes. Well, we've been asked that a lot, and unfortunately, we've been so engaged in discussing and researching, so we haven't had much time for kissing ourselves.
Oh, very good. Well, Sophie, really appreciate your time. It's a fun subject to talk about, and I think I'll go home and practice a bit now, and you've inspired me somewhat. So good luck, and I think you should have the weekend off, and you just go out and have a nice time with your husband.
Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye.